something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
it's our holiday spectacular.
We play What Do You Want For That?
And Canadian Celebrity Christmas Plans. That's all coming up right now on TNT. $1.99, bud.
Here we are.
You know what?
$1.99. We're almost there.
This episode is like 200 Eve.
Yeah.
And to be honest,
200 Eve.
We had our 200th episode this week. It was a very productive week in the Taggart and Torrens universe, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff accomplished. We're all set for the album now.
We did the video for the score, which is our Gourd single produced by Drake, feat Bernie. We did a photo shoot, which we've never done in the 6 years we've been doing this. And then we did our live 200th, the side door show at the Mayflower Curling Club. And at the end of the live 200th, we shot our Andrea video.
Yeah, and that's really going to be special too, because you really, we got to give props to Nicole for the props.
Big one time. Thing.
But just Andrea is something to behold, and I can't wait for people to see on Valentine's Day.
You know,
the video for it.
Nicole Frost is the art director on Trailer Park Boys, and I'm going to say conservatively, in the last several years, 40 to 50% of the jokes are hers. And she's just someone who, like, it's one thing to have the ability to sew or to make a costume or to be really good at finding stuff at antique stores or junk sales or whatever, but to also have an incredible sense of humor that elevates the setting, the joke, the costume, the whatever. That is super rare, and she's an extremely creative person. So we were lucky enough to hire her to, she pretty much directed the video for the score. She made all these backgrounds and had Range Rovers, and it's a puppet video.
And both of us got really strong arms now from puppeteering.
Is holy that what we're
doing? Yeah, right?
It's something.
The shoulders. Somebody's calling you, bud.
Yeah, it's something you don't think about, though. Like, typically, I did an episode of Sesame Park years ago on CBC, and they build a whole world that's like 7 or 8 feet off the ground so that the puppeteers can be under these flats with their arms straight up and have the puppets be kind of at normal height.
Whereas we were trying it out on Apple boxes, which is pretty good. But to be honest, it doesn't matter how you do it. You're just it's so hard to have your arm completely stretched up fully from a sitting position on a weird angle and keep making sure your head doesn't get in the shot.
Yeah, so you're bending your neck at 90 degrees and holding your arm straight up, and then your other arm is operating the rods that's holding the hand.
Yeah.
So, for example, if Gourd was rapping with a microphone, your left hand is holding the mic close to his mouth and moving your left and your right arms in sync. Or say you want the puppet to drink something or wave or bounce or whatever.
Or you were holding it and Nicole or I were holding the hand or vice versa, using two people on the one just to kind of stay out of the shot but get some rhythm of movement. It's just so funny.
Yeah,
thinking about
really
the shoes and the dancing, and just it's gonna be good times. That's January 17th for
January 17th, the score's coming out.
Universe, yes.
Here's the thing. I mean, I don't think it's unreasonable or unfair to say we don't have gigantic budgets for our videos. But I often find that when you have some limitations, that's when you have to get extra creative. So shooting the Andrea video at the end of our live 200th episode, again, the thing with Andrea is Andrea doesn't feel sorry for herself. You'd never want it to seem like she was the butt of the joke, because she isn't. Andrea loves herself and embraces who she is and is such a happy person. And I love that about Andrea. So it takes someone with a very good appreciation for nuance, like Nicole, to execute what Andrea should look like. She has a shapely posterior, but it's not like that's funny. She just looks like the person that we hoped that she was, and she had a cold shoulder top on.
Well, she's giant for one thing, like tall and just.
Well, I guess she's like about my height.
A present. Well, yeah, but like the presence, and with that the large posterior, the way she moves around, it's just classic. It's really great.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great, and super productive couple of days. I have to say, of the things that I consider part of my job, having my photograph taken is maybe my least favorite. I think my coloring doesn't lend itself to photographs often, especially in a studio environment. I don't smile easily or naturally, but doing it with you was certainly fun. And Aaron, who took the picture, Aaron Fraser at F Studios in Halifax, longtime bud, just made it extra awesome. So it was super Canadianity, and I think really interesting, unusual photographs.
Yeah, and I've, on the opposite side, done way too many photo shoots, and from, you know, 2-day ones to just sitting there in the chair with way too much makeup. This was the, like, as good as it gets for a photo shoot in terms of vibe and the way Aaron was and
different
his
looks.
Ideas, how fast everything went. I mean, it was by far the best photo shoot in terms of what we got and before walking in there and how it went and after that I've ever been in. So
awesome.
Kudos to Aaron and nice job by finding him.
Yeah. Well, you have the... You have the good fortune of being photogenic. You're photogenic, bud. And all you have to do is look at the camera and not even do anything with your face. And it's like, yeah, that looks like Jer. But maybe it's because I don't have eyebrows or because I feel the temptation to mug shamelessly or something like that. It doesn't always work out for me.
Well, so, and it's weird. I don't know. Yeah, and I think... Because I remember in a band, not everybody has the ability to just look into the camera and feel normal.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I think that's the key, you know. And I don't know, like, I just remember in early photo shoots, just, you know, some guys looking uncomfortable and having a difficult time to try and get through that. And then they broke through a barrier in a sense where... it was easier, but still challenging. And I think for some people, it just the capture doesn't connect in a way. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Because when you're looking in the mirror, when you're talking to your wife, or where someone's talking to you, there's no feeling of like awkwardness whatsoever, or the way it feels. So I don't know. It's the same thing as like some people are don't like the taste of cilantro styles, or it's an allergy that makes it taste not good, which I have. Well, I can't eat cilantro. Is it one of those things where you just like, I don't know what it is, but it's
there. Well, to be clear, it's not for lack of photo shoots. You can imagine over the years how many promotional photographs and stuff I've had to have taken. It's never really been fun. I feel like it either looks like I'm trying to be sexy, which is a weird thing, or I don't know. I don't look like myself, or my forehead kind of bleeds into my hair because they're kind of the same color.
Yeah, but I think it's about feel too, and there's pictures in this where we definitely have that where it's just there's zero uncomfort.
You know? Yes. Yeah.
So
it's
that's.
True.
That's a good thing. We got that's going.
Right? Yeah, we had that going for us. We were genuinely making each other laugh. That's fun.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you can, when we're, like there was one when we're staring at each other when it's the side profile stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's classic. We're going for the Hall & Oates vibe. There's a great Hall & Oates album cover when they're both sweaty, super sweaty, and just like nose to nose, but like so serious? Like, what's going on?
And
I guess is that them saying, like, that's how crushing this album is?
I don't know, but it's a red background, which is so ugly. Right? It's like they set out to make something ugly.
Well, if you listen to the music, it's pretty on fire, right? Like, that record is like when there's a lot of hits on that album, and it's in the 70s, and they had a big band, and they were kind of like really hardcore about getting sounds and the really good musicians. So kind of not unlike the Steely Dan vibes.
So what album, what two songs were on that album? Was that Rich Girl?
I think so, girl. Yeah. Let me look it up. Do you know what the...
No.
Because there's no name on that album cover. It's just them staring at each other.
It's the Red album. Hall & Oates. Albums.
It is a great one, though.
She's a rich girl.
You sing it while I look for it.
Oh, there it is. H2O, 1982.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a banger, man.
Wait, Hall to Oates. H2O.
Yeah.
Had Man Eater.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Had One on One. One on One. I want to play that game tonight. Listen to this run. One on One so slow. I can't even do it. Oh, so pretty. He can bang that blue-eyed soul, man.
Yeah, oh, for sure. So that album, yeah, they knew they had those songs. So that when someone says this album's fire, because we got like five singles, and you could play the album cover, as they say. There's so many hits on it.
One
on
One so slow.
Rip so the album
is that a
cover
saying for... you can play the album cover? That's how many hits they have?
That's what they said if an album just like Born to Run or some of those set like Eagles records that just like every song was a single to the point where like or just play the album cover too. Because it's just everything on the thing is just playable, like Thriller. I mean, it's crazy.
Is our record? Could you play the cover?
I'd like to think, for sure. I mean, we threw away songs that like would have still been pretty funny.
To I know.
Cut the fat.
Yeah, yeah. We tried to do a catch-all. Like, let's put Gretchen McClurk and Seth Fisher and Giuseppe. Like, it was like a...
Yeah, it was a little too much.
Yeah. It was like everyone in a song. And they were all complaining about their jobs.
Yeah, working hard for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gretchen McClurk!
Giuseppe was working hard, too. And there was all the... Seth was... It was kind of the... Trying to show, like, he can be an entrepreneur and have that same mentality, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Just because my collar's white doesn't mean I don't work as hard as you guys. Nobody's buying that.
Giuseppe's complaining about cleaning the studio at all hours.
Yeah. We should do station IDs. Season's greeting station IDs from celebrities.
Wow. Okay,
you ready?
Sure. Yeah.
It's like a radio station one. So I'm Keith Urban, and you're grabbing me when I'm leaving Pure Country in Truro. Hey, can we get a quick holiday season ID from you? Okay, you ready?
You're Keith Urban? Should I get some jams?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hang on.
For some reason, Keith Urban, his accent has been in my head a lot lately.
Okay. Let me turn it down a bit, but...
Okay, good.
Oh, hey, Keith Urban. Do you mind doing a holiday shout out for us?
No. You recording?
I'm recording. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. Wishing you and yours the very best of the holiday season. Something like that? What? That is the
great.
Worst Australian accent in history. Hi, I'm Keith Urban. Hello, I'm Keith Urban. And I love country music.
Hello.
I think I went back to Seth Fisher. Hi, Lai.
Well, that but well, Seth Fisher has a taste of that.
I know, but he's South African.
And so is what's the guy, Chris Hemsworth or whatever, the Psy at the awards.
Is he South African?
No, he's Australian, isn't he?
That's so my friend John Gallagher. John Gallagher is a guy from Chicago that I work with a whole bunch, and he was the one that has the impression of Chris. What's his name? Psy. I'm here to present the award. John Gallagher is also the guy who, remember, he called the room service guy. He was in like Nebraska or something, and he called the room service guy to order room service, and everything he ordered was like, "Can I have potato skins?" Excellent choice, sir. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
The pompous Brit.
Yeah.
Can I have the jalapeno poppers? Mmm, splendid, sir. Immediately, right away, of course.
Yeah. So, want to do another one?
Yeah, you be Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell?
Yeah.
What? Come on, man.
Why?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not. Fuck.
Why?
Of all people, what? Like a rock singer, awesome guy?
Well, yeah, I was just thinking of like someone who's like epic.
Why so epic? Like, okay, you be Mick Jagger. I can. Okay, I'll try to be Chris Cornell. Like, okay.
This is like turn of the century. What? Hey, Chris, thanks for coming in, man. Before I let you go, would you mind laying down just a super quick, like, generic holiday promo for us?
Yeah, no problem. Merry Christmas! Yeah!
I didn't know you could get up that high.
Like that? That's my best Chris Cornell.
I didn't even know you could get up that high.
That guy could sing it.
Yeah, he could.
When he was on live, there was nobody better.
Maybe why do you say when he was on?
Well, because he, you know, some singers have that. When he sang so high that, I mean, it was almost impossible to sing like that every night. And I'm not saying he was ever off, but I'm saying when he was like firing on all cylinders, there was nobody better. It didn't get any better. It was so powerful and loud.
I wonder about that all the time. I was listening, you know, we watched The Voice in our house, and somebody this week, we're a few weeks behind, tried to cover She Talks to Angels. Mm-hmm. And it was okay, but it didn't quite have the fire that Chris Robinson had when he sings mm-hmm. it. How do you sing like that every night? And what do you do to make your voice last? I was thinking about that when we were working with Ed a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, that's why people wear indoor scarves, right?
Indoor scarves, but I think it's just their throat. Either they've learned how to... Well, like Colin from The True is a great example. That guy screams his head off, and yet he doesn't ever even warm up.
Yeah.
And he'll never lose his voice. So I don't know. It depends. Some people have the ability to kind of get there. Like Lane Staley from Alice in Chains was like that. Could scream and be so loud, but never lose his voice. Jeff Buckley was like that too, apparently.
How do you do that?
I don't know. That's just an innate ability and understanding to, I guess, open your throat that way and not push it, like know the limit, I guess. It has to be that, because there's even then you can overdo it and be hoarse the next day, so it's got to be a finite understanding.
Speaking of great voices and buds and funny and singing, Adam Baldwin is a bud, isn't he?
Yeah,
he came out to not only help us with sound, but also be in Andrea's band, which is called Right Friggy.
Yeah.
And sang a couple tunes with us on the 200, which the buds will hear when it comes out. What a voice he has.
Yeah, he can get up there too and probably scream all night and be fine.
Also just a good dude.
Okay, how about... How about you do another one? Like, okay. You do Peter Man's Bridge.
Okay. Oh, I'd love to do that.
You ready?
Yeah, who's okay. It for?
For Lowe's.
Lowe's?
Is that what you're doing? Like Christmas at Lowe's?
Like the building material thing? No, it should be for like a radio station is asking him to do it, or he's doing like the official CBC holiday lighting.
Like, not like you're walking into Lowe's at Christmas and they want you to do a little rip for them.
Like over the PA?
Yeah, at the front of the place with the tunes. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Peter Mansbridge?
Yes.
Can you do a quick hit for us for Lowe's here for Christmas?
I didn't know you did such a thing.
Just look into the camera, right here.
Oh, there's a camera.
Everybody can see you. See it? You're on the monitors now.
Okay. This is unexpected. Having shopped at Lowe's my whole life and never encountered something like this unique set of circumstances. So you want me to just super casually kind of holiday greeting to your customers?
Yeah.
Sure. Be happy to. In 3, 2. Good evening, I'm Peter Mansbridge. Tonight, we pause the world over to recognize the birth of the baby Jesus, but also, more so perhaps, give pause to humanity and let the kindness ring through the aisles of this store the way he intended, whichever he you believe in. For all of us here shopping at Lowe's on both sides of the camera, I'm Peter Mansbridge. Good night. And happy holidays. Something like that?
Thanks a lot, Peter. You killed it.
Do you want me to do it again in an hour for Western Canada?
It sounds like he did it so long because he was so mad that he was going to just make it an hour. Like, you're doing this to me, I'm going to do this to you.
Lowe's. Isn't that... What is Lowe's? Is that a building supply store?
Yeah.
Like a Home Depot?
Yeah.
They're pulling out, aren't they, the Lowe's?
I don't know. I think they're closing a few stores. I got my wood there.
Your deck wood?
No, the fence.
Is it done?
No, I got five sections done with jets. And it got, like, started snowing right away. So it's going to be a spring finisher, I think.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
Tilly keeps escaping from under the electric fence.
Oh, no, because she's all fired up?
Yeah, so apparently they can kind of, I don't know, build up a resistance to it, or she's kind of figured it out like Houdini, fixed the fence, the place that she got under, saw her jump over the fence and land on top of it and do a somersault. She just can't even help herself. She just wants to get out so bad.
Yeah.
So I had to go to the Kent and buy the buy some spruce, and I had to build a fence to contain her.
Whoa.
And she's still eyeing it up. I can see that she wants to get out. But so far the fence is working.
That's crazy. That just fired up.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you just wait it out? Does it lessen over time?
I don't know. I don't think so. But the thing is, she's not trying to get away. When she gets out of the fence and you call her over, she comes right over.
Yeah.
She just doesn't want to be contained because there's better grass in the field. They've eaten all the grass.
It's this grass. It's like, you do me a favor, move this fence and we got no problem.
Yeah, no problem at all. What are you guys doing for Christmas, bud?
She's such a cute little mask.
Yeah, she is. Tiny little mask.
We're actually having a Christmas dinner this Saturday.
Nice.
Which is will be the 14th for people It'll have happened, but yes, small. My mom's coming, Jet's coming.
Awesome.
Lindsay's coming. You've met Sam. He's in Halifax, but and Jenny's in Jenny's in Columbia. So it's not going to be huge, but it'll be good times.
Are you cooking a bird?
Cooking lots of stuff. Getting the place dialed. So yeah, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it.
So tomorrow it is like full on Taggart Christmas.
Yeah, as soon as I finish this, we're like, it starts like the shopping for tomorrow, the cleaning. That's another big one, right? You got to get the place fired up,
get it ready.
Yeah, every surface just ready to rock.
Do you have your tree up?
Yeah, it's been up for a while now.
How's she looking?
She's fantastic because it's, oops, Cora's had a little belch there. It's fake, right? Because I'm full on now. I'm like woke
up with
the tree.
Oh, yeah.
And it's wicked. Yeah, it's nice and full. And the ornaments over the years have built, so it's just jammed. And there's presents now under there. That's kind of the difference these days is have you guys just been chipping away at have you got the gifts yet? We're 2 weeks away from Christmas.
Well, this is something, we're doing something a little different this year.
What are you doing?
Carol's dad has always wanted to have Christmas at Disney.
Oh, wow.
So we are driving the bus down to Florida and we're going to camp and have Christmas Day at Disney. And everyone's really excited. Indigo is quite sentimental and likes traditions. Probably gets that from me a little bit.
Snow.
So she was maybe the slowest one to rally. She wants to do something nice for her grandfather, but she also really likes the idea of being home.
Mm-hmm.
So we were toying with an artificial tree this year for the first time in my entire life, and Indy wasn't feeling it. Because we were trying to figure out, can you leave a real tree up? We'll have someone in our house, of course.
It gets dry city because they need to be watered AF, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we live in a house made of wood.
You come back and it'll just be like, there won't be any needles, but there'll be a billion right around the tree.
Or you go to water it and just every single needle falls off.
Oh, yeah. No, like if you reach in and like, they all the branches, so they release everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we ended up getting a real tree. It went up last night. And so to kind of simplify things a little bit, because we're all going to this thing, we pick names.
Ah.
So it's pretty easy. Everyone just picked a name. So you have to get a present for that one person and you're good to go.
So you're going to do it you're going to do it down there, Styles? Probably pick it up?
Yeah, and we'll get a sneaky second Christmas back here.
That'll be good, yeah. So there'll be a double dip.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to Disney the day up for the 25th?
Yeah, which is like
bananas. You get to
one of the busiest days of the year.
Yeah, and you get to join in on the the $2,000 club.
What's that?
Like how much it's going
to
cost.
Oh, what it costs to go there. Yeah, no kidding. But,
five hundi each.
Yeah.
Right? That's the number, I think. That's why. Yes. It's just always, no matter how you slice it.
But this is, and it'll be really busy and it'll be hard to get to things, but Carol's
so that means you
very organized.
Got to get the fast pass, too.
You can only sign up for the fast pass a month before. Oh. So Carol set a little timer. And then a month before, she rigged it up, so we all got the fast pass thing.
That's good.
I get to go on the teacups. That was my fast pass thing.
Did you know?
It's a Small World and Pirates of the Caribbean. Those are my three things.
Did you know there's a super fast pass?
What's the super fast pass?
It's $5,000.
No.
Yeah, and there's just
that's like the NFL.
When your NBA bod comes and wants to bring his kid.
No way.
Yeah, $5,000 each, and you go in the exits, and that's like hammer time.
Like,
there's no waiting. And obviously you're escorted.
My father-in-law is very interested in infrastructure and how things work and how things run. And I think that's part of the reason that he digs Disney, because it's so thought out.
Oh, yeah.
So, for example, here one little tidbit that he shared with me is the garbage, or trash as it's known in South Canada, is emptied from below. So the garbage cans have trap doors at the bottom. So you never see a guy like taking the top off a can and switching out the bag, because just like, they don't want you to think about things like garbage when you're there.
It's just a big, huge dumpster underneath the garbage can.
Yeah, it's on a mountain of garbage.
Does it all just go to a chute? Down into a huge pile?
It's like chute style. There's probably a guy with a bag emptying it chute styles, and then I forget if he said they incinerate it or what they do with it.
It gets touched by Walt Disney dust and just burns into full-on, like, aerosol.
Yeah. He also said, and this is probably true as well, Walt Disney was on the darts.
Oh, yeah. So they're all the darts are taken away. All the
pictures of him, I know, where he has like two fingers, they've taken the darts out of it. So employees, if you ask directions and they point to something, they always point with two fingers. They'll never point with one finger. They use dart fingers to point.
Because Walt Disney was Dartsky and Hutch all day.
Yeah, it's what Walt would have wanted.
And he's like, I want everyone on the darts. He's like, why doesn't Mickey have a dart? I think in the early days.
They also,
in the early days, didn't like Goofy have a dart?
No, did he?
No, I don't know. Like maybe in the steamship days, like that early.
That would have been amazing. We'll be there in two blows of a dart, Mickey.
No, remember the Russ cartoons or like other ones where they had darts going.
Dart galleries. Let's take a break, and we have a really fun game plan for when we come back.
Yeah.
Holiday plans with Canadian celebrities.
Holiday oats.
Hall and Oats today plans. Be right back, bud.
Fucking right, eh?
Happy holidays. This is Barn. If you're selling, I'm Barn. The show is called What Do You Want For That? Let's get into the holiday spirit right quick and play a holiday classic. Here it is. I don't hear nothing. Stand by, we're having some technical difficulty. Huh?
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, there it is.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Makes you feel Navidad. Like you're traveling somewhere different. And you hear a song like that. Because they don't have instruments like that around here. Feels right exotic somehow. Anyways, as you know, when the phone lines are open and people call in with stuff to sell, what do you want for a day? Phone number's 1-800-WANT-FOR-THAT. Let's go to the phones right now. Colleen, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Colleen. What's on the go?
Hi. Hi, Byron. Happy holidays, Byron.
Happy holidays, too. Ever PC, Colleen? You're not saying Christmas. That's
well,
right, PC.
You know.
It's good. No, it's good. We need to grow. As human beings, right? Recognize that there are different ways people celebrate different stuff.
I do love Jose Feliciano.
What is that? Some type of allergy?
That's a Feliz Navidad song.
Oh. You've been learning new languages, have you?
I have.
What's on the go, Colleen? What do you have for sale?
Well, I have a big pile of rock candy.
Rock candy? Approximately how many pounds would you say of the rock candy?
I'd say about 4 pounds, like a whole armful.
A 4 pound? Did you make it yourself, eh?
No, I bought it.
What year did you buy it in?
I bought it at the tractor pull 5 years ago.
5 years, okay. And has it ever been licked?
a little bit. One end of one of them.
What? Okay. And can you lift them up independently? Or is it kind of one whole chunk?
Well, they used to, but now they're kind of all together.
So it's 1 4-pound chunk of rock candy.
Yeah, and that doesn't... It looks kind of like a stack... Like a box of dynamite. You know, when you stack a dynamite?
Okay. If only we were selling dynamite, see, I'd be more interested in that. But I do like rock candy, if I can be honest with you. But Colleen, what do you want for that?
Well, I'd take, 25.
Does it come into a container?
Well, some of it has wrapper on it.
Some like of it?
Shrink wrap plastic.
Okay, but so not like saran wrap?
Yeah.
Does it have, would you consider putting it in some kind of vessel?
Pardon?
Would you consider putting it in some type of vessel?
I don't know what you're saying, Byron.
Would you consider putting in some type of vessel? Like a bag or a box or, you know?
Like I said, it's got a plastic on some of it.
Okay. 25's a lot of money for rock candy. 4 pounds, right? I could see myself giving you 10 for that.
Sure.
Oh, did you do that on purpose, Colleen? Set the price right high?
I did, actually. I would have taken 5.
Oh, you trickster. You know what? That's my holiday gift to you. Thanks for calling, Colleen.
Thanks, Byron.
That's Colleen, and what do you want for that? 1-800-WANT-FOR-THAT. She calls in every week trying to sell me stuff. Let's go back to the phone lines. Sean, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. How's it going with you?
Pretty good, man.
What's on the go, Sean?
Well, you gotta... Man, you don't, I mean, I got a rumor, Byron.
You got a rumor?
Yeah, I got a rumor.
And you're looking to unload the rumor?
Rumors between Nate McKinnon and Sidney Crosby is a rumor.
Crosby? Nate and Crosby?
Yeah.
I have a couple questions for you, Sean. Can you confirm its authenticity?
Oh, yeah. I was there.
And would you say
when they told it to me.
What kind of category would you put the rumor in? Is it scary?
Oh, it's, I put it, intense.
Is it horny?
No.
Is it, happy?
No, I said it's intense. The rumor's intense.
Okay. How, would you say it's juicy?
Oh, it's juicy, yeah.
Okay.
It's real juicy.
Is it the kind of rumor you might see on TMZ?
Oh, yeah.
If you had to guess, how much could I sell the rumor for?
Well, you could probably flip this rumor for double what I tell you. What I get from you if you offer me.
I feel uncomfortable paying a lot of money for a rumor, but if I don't even really know, like, can you just give me a hint?
Well, it's about working out.
Okay.
It's about working out. It's about big, one guy's legs bigger than the other guy's.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's got something to do with that.
One of their ties?
Well.
One guy's ties?
I can't. There's a rumor that it's real juicy.
Oh, juicy. Juicy? Juice? Juicy?
No.
Juice?
No.
Okay.
No, not like that. I said it's juicy, like TMZ juicy.
Sean?
What?
I wonder, we should maybe
take it offline? Should we?
Well, yeah. I can't tell this on the radio. I mean, it's a shock to world.
What? One question for you, Sean. What do you want for that? What do you want for that?
Well, I mean, I'll take 50 grand.
50. 50. That's a lot of money.
50.
If I sold this rumor, you said I could sell it for probably twice what I pay for you?
It's juicy.
So I might have to take out a mortgage. A second mortgage on the camp. I could see myself, 50 is a lot of money, but I could see myself going as high as 40.
Are you serious? Would you consider 40? I mean, this is a good one. Let's do this. I'll take 40, man.
You'll take 40?
I will take 40.
Okay, stay on the line, Sean. We're going to take a break on What Do You Want For That? More deals to be had. Phone number's open, 1-800-WANT-FOR-THAT. Give us a call. We'll be right back. You there, Sean?
Yeah, man.
You want me to e-transfer you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think you can do that in one swoop. You might have to.
My limit's 300 a day. My limit's 300 a day. My limit's 300 a day.
Well, you're going to have to call your bank.
Well, no, my limit's 300 a day. So I'll give you a 300 a day. For how many days would that be in a 3, 9, 4? Be 120 days. So in
that's not gonna work, man. This is gonna be that'll take too long. By the time this rumor blows up, you won't be able to flip this.
I didn't even know. I never imagined I'd be in the rumor flipping business, eh?
By the time you pay me, that they'll both be retired. What's going on? What are you doing, Palmer?
What's the rumor?
Oh, yeah. He's just not worked up. He's just that way. He's got to
tell me what the rumor is. Someone calling to sell a rumor is a funny idea.
1-800-WANT-FOR-THAT.
1-800-WANT-FOR-THAT. I don't know if we've told the buds. Byron has a song on the record. It's a sneaky banger. It is. Sneaky. Taggart.
Yeah.
Let's play our holiday plans game involving Canadian celebrities.
Nice.
Want to?
Yeah.
So it's very simple. All we do is give each other a name of a Canadian celebrity, and you have to say, or the other person has to say, what they are doing for the holidays. Pretty simple, right?
I love it. Yeah.
Okay, I want to go first.
And I've got Canadian Christmas jams for this one.
You do?
Yeah. Like Oh Holy Night by Jan Bombs?
Good one.
Huh?
Although, as we've established in Love Me Some Jan.
How about a
no
song
No One's for... A Holy Night is better than Lucy McNeil from the Bear McNeils.
How about song Come for a Winter's Night by Gord Bombers, Lightfoot?
It's a good jam, too. If I could only have you there to bring the sailor
to your song for a winter's night.
It's such a banger. A lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. Okay, what's Deadmau5 doing for Christmas?
How about you start this one by telling me what Gord's doing for Christmas this year first to this jam?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Gord's wife.
No, do it with Gord's voice saying, explaining what he's doing for the holidays.
Okay, you're Bernie then, ask me.
Okay. Hey Gord, what are you doing for the holidays? Let me turn your song down.
Well, you know, in our house, we like tradition, and it's Lightfoot family tradition to have all my wife's families over, and my kids over and their kids over and some kids I didn't even know I had come over and, you know, we put up a tree and I sing some songs and some guys from the band drop in and we have kind of an open house. And
I don't, and you open the tunnels too, right, to the house?
Yeah, we open the tunnels to the house and this
so you get carolers all throughout Toronto coming and going.
Well, we try, but I have security kind of weed them out, so they have to show their T4 to get in the driveway. But I'm hoping that Drake is going to stop in for a glass of cheer. Because sometimes when I'm laying in bed at 8:45, I can hear bottles popping and it keeps me awake. But I wonder what's going on over there.
Yeah, I mean, does it make you want to kind of get up and get over there, maybe?
What was the song by Chris Cross? It makes me wanna jump, jump.
Yeah, it's a good time at Drake's. How about that new basketball court he has? That's fantastic, eh?
Is that true?
Oh yeah, he's got a huge court. Yeah, you haven't seen his basketball court in his house?
It's no, massive. What do you mean?
Yeah, he's got a full basketball court in there.
Really?
Yeah. With like a at the top, like way up, there's like an it looks like a owner's box styles, like it's that's how it is.
So you can sit up and watch people play basketball?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, your turn then. What's Drake doing for Christmas?
Oh.
What's Drake a drizzy doing? Christmas look like?
I can't do Drake.
Why?
I have to do his voice.
Oh, you don't have to be Drake. Just tell me what you think Drake is doing for Christmas.
All right. Let me pick a jam. How about Anne Murray's I'll Be Home for Christmas?
Perfect.
Okay. So I'm thinking what Drake's doing. Because he's probably getting the 747 fired up. Maybe he's going to go and do a couple circles of the city with his broskies. Like maybe a 3-hour rip around the city on the plane with the broskies and then landing and then going to the home back to the court to play some hoops. And just spend $2 million.
Merry Hoopsmas?
Something like that, yeah. And all the trimmings and catering just coming along for the ride for the broskies.
See, you know that he bought into Cargo Jet, right?
That's how he's the affiliation. He just gave them, like he bought
shares. He bought it. He's an investor in Cargo Jet.
Well, there you go. That makes sense.
So he actually does have 747s to bomb around in.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's his plane's in the hangar there.
Is that true too?
The plane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is that well documented? Like, there have been pictures of Drake's plane?
Yeah, remember he took the Raptors out in it when they won?
No.
For a rip around the city? Like, that's I'm not joking, yeah. And then they went to Vegas or something in it when he took the team to Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a whole different level like, money.
Well, I mean, think about the amount of money that guy makes is more money than any artist in the history of Canadian music combined.
Yeah.
Like, that's how crazy it is. Like, you can take your Guess Who catalogs and all your huge songwriting catalogs and throw them out the window because that guy's making so much money, or The Weeknd or Justin Bieber. Those guys are making unheard of amounts. But, you know.
Yeah, but Gord still has more
power to him for, I guess, you know, just changing that aspect of financing in music and realizing that they can just keep going.
Gord still has more money than Drake.
I doubt it. I don't think so.
75 sitting on 75 mil. What's up? Sure he does.
No way.
Yes.
There's no way, man. He's like coming up on a frickin' hundreds of millions of dollars now, Drake. There's no way.
75 sitting on 75 mil. Let's go to Google on that.
How is it possible? Just from what? I mean, Gord? There's tons of... Yeah, he didn't sell a billion albums. He sold reasonable records, but no, not like the Beatles or like the Eagles.
All right, it's saying 30 milsy.
Yeah, and that's what Drake made last month.
Drake is $1.50.
Yeah.
But here's a sneaky one. Anne Murray's worth 50 milsy.
I know, but think about the money those guys are continuing to make. Even for Instagram posts, they get millions of dollars. It's just out of control.
All right, who has more bank? Celine Dion or Drake?
Drake, because it keeps going. It's
incorrect.
Next year, well, I'm saying right now maybe, but I'm saying in 10 years, the guy just keeps on making more and more and more. He's making more per year than she is. She might have a huge pile that's been set up for decades. That's why it's more. But the fact that he's the amount of money created by him is unparalleled by
who has more money, Drake or David Usher?
What kind of talk is that? Drake or the Swollen Members?
Okay, David Usher has that black heart bank, though. I think you're underestimating it. Taggart.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Who has more... This is such a ridiculous conversation. But who has more money? Drake or David Foster?
Drake.
You're right.
Yeah.
Guess what the Foss's net worth is, according to the internet?
30?
80.
Oh, that's pretty good. He's got some sneaky bangers.
Sneaky bank.
But that's the thing, though. Songwriting don't pay like it the old days.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, those checks shrunk. They went from millions to hundreds of thousands.
So you mean our Lennon and McCartney on our record isn't gonna... not a retirement package?
Lennon and McCartney... Like, the Beatles are always... I think they just keep making money off of everything else with them. They have so many rights to their pictures and movies and documentaries that like that money just keeps on burling.
Okay, what is Alicia Cuthbert doing for Christmas?
She's going home with Dion to PEI?
I don't know. You tell me.
Or is she from Montreal, right?
I think so, because she was on Popular Mechanics for Kids.
So maybe she's going to Montreal just to chill, and they're going to have a plant-based turkey.
Oh, really? She off the meat?
And Dion's going to sneak out and have sneaky darts. Both of them.
Is Alicia off the meat?
I don't know. I'm just saying, guessing. I doubt it, but I'm like throwing it out there.
Huh. Of the two of them, I could see Dion being off the meat.
Really?
Yeah, like one of those, like, I don't know, like maybe eats vegan but sneaky darts.
That's the funniest thing when you see the vegan folks just hacking a pack a day.
Yeah.
Or actors talking about how healthy they are and they hack a pack a day, like Rob Lowe.
On the way from the gym?
Yeah.
This is fun.
I saw Rob Lowe in some firefighter show. Like, is that the most ridiculous thing in the world? Like, I'm supposed to buy Rob Lowe running into a burning building? Like, honestly? Because
his face might melt?
Like, him all serious running into a barn burning building? Like, what is he, 55 years old? Yeah. Hacking darts every day? And he's running in there and saving. Just got like eight people on his shoulders.
Get out of here.
I worked with someone who worked with him who said he's not the person that you would hope he is.
Well, no kidding. He's probably a super D-bag.
Just kind of wants you to know that he's Rob Lowe and you're not one of those guys.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a big, like, all of a sudden you're just standing there and he's like, yeah, what did I tell you? Like, you know, right? This is how much money I make and this is how much money you make. Now get out of here.
Just to be clear, I'm Rob Lowe.
All day. Was it all?
He had a bit of a bump, didn't he?
Yeah,
there was a video with he and two young ladies or something.
Yeah, some greasy video came out and he.
Greasy.
Yeah, he threw out the big sorry and then kind of burnt him out for a bit, and then all of a sudden he was like playing the. Remember he did the Charlie Sheen movies or those, like the Naked Gun ones, making fun of himself to get back in. And he somehow went maybe through the TV route, back on television,
right?
And back into the eyes of the public.
It's brutal that you can just eat a poo sandwich with a smile on your face, and then that's it. That's your penance.
Oh, I know. Well, yeah. Some people somehow get around that stuff. Some people don't. Right? Like
what's What's Ben Mulrooney doing for Christmas? This is a good one because there are layers to it.
He's got like three different events he's got to go to. Like
on Christmas Day?
Yeah, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock. And then he's back home just to dial things down. No, he's probably got... He's probably just going solo with the kids. Just chilling. Right?
I don't know.
With the boys?
I don't know. I've been following.
I don't think he's probably going to do a straight up turkey. I bet that. Do you think they're making it? You think he's making it or getting fired in there?
I think it's catered.
Cater styles? All right.
Yeah, and I don't say that because I think he wouldn't cook a bird. No, I think he absolutely would.
It's time.
It's time. Because, man, that guy works a lot.
But like it's Christmas,
doing E-talk the morning show?
It's Christmas and he's home and it's quiet. Are they cooking it? Yeah. They're cooking it, no?
Here's why I'm saying
You're
no.
You're still saying?
Here's why I'm saying no, because not only does he probably have commitments with his folks, maybe, or you know, his siblings even, but also his wife's best friend is Meghan Markle. So maybe there's some sneaky, like, we have to go to England.
Sneaky 16 people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, maybe they have to go to a thatched roof cottage in the middle of nowhere to have turkey dinner with Meghan Markle. Like, maybe it's that.
What's...
And if he's as tired as I suspect he is, there's probably a little part of him that's like, we have to go have turkey with Meghan Markle. I'm so tired. It's possible.
How about... here's a different one. What's... What's Johnny Reed doing for Christmas?
He lives in Nashville.
So you know that one.
Yeah.
Is he catering it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, he has like 35 kids or something.
Does he? Okay. Family. Do it.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Billy and Greg and Bobby and Sue.
Everybody he's been road banging for weeks on a Christmas tour. So he's probably, as an apology, happy to be home. So he got... that's the deal he makes with his wife. I tell you what. I've been road banging pretty hard. We're doing okay. We're going to have it catered. That's my guess.
How about...
Here's your last one. You ready?
You got to do Tom Power first.
Aw. I'm going to guess... See, in Newfoundland, the 23rd is the big piss up.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it Mummer's Eve?
Yeah.
So I think he's going to go home probably the 22nd. Maybe they'll roll a couple of reruns or best ofs that they'll bank. And then he's going to go home and go out on Mummer's Eve, get all banged up. And then he'll be paying the price Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but watching old reruns, just chilling and get it together and starting to feel good again around 10 o'clock Christmas Eve at
but
night.
This is my guess. He just took a bunch of time off to do the record with his band. So my guess is he probably doesn't have much time. He probably has a couple of days.
Yeah.
And then so he'll be back in Toronto.
A quick two-day banger?
With his fiance.
Oh, nice. Okay, so what's my last one? I got old Holy
Your last
Michael
one is Chris Cuthbertson, who does like CFL on TSN, like one of those sports guys. What do they do?
Isn't it Chris?
Or, no, just
Chris
how about Bob McKenzie?
Bob McKenzie, yeah. Bob McKenzie's probably going up to his cottage. And Or is he doing World Juniors?
Oh, yeah, he's probably doing World Juniors.
So it's like a quick bottle of red and then a fast turkey leg and then back to talking with Duffy about the kids.
Is he carrying a turkey leg in his carry-on?
Yes. Yeah.
He's got a turkey leg in his carry-on.
Yes.
Because he has to run up from the table, fire it in the Sobeys bag, right in the carry-on. Super elite.
Oh,
concierge.
Yeah. A quick rip.
Glass of red on the plane with a turkey leg from home. There you go, bud. That's so next week, our 200th will drop, and it is our, it'll be like the 23rd of December. It's kind of perfect.
I know. It's going to be a good time. For the everybody out there, we got to say here, it's the happiest of holidays and the merriest of Christmas from the TNT.
Yes.
Families to yours.
Yes, and Jer, I know it's been quite a year for you, and the buds are thinking of you this holiday season because it's a different one.
Yeah.
And all the emotions, good and bad, and happy and sad, and all those come to the forefront. So, as we always say, anybody who's tangling with a lot, we're thinking of you.
Yeah.
And breathe, take a breath. It'll be over soon.
And and call your buds and listen and talk. Very important.
Good advice.
All right.
Love you, bud.
Love you too, bud.